Hi, this is Jim Swilly. Welcome to Metron Live. Metron is a Greek word that means sphere of influence. I believe in living your best life possible, and that's the reason for this podcast. This is my Metron. Now let me help you discover yours.
Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Jim Swilly. I know I've changed a little bit. New York was good to me. Merry Christmas, everybody. Isn't it just good to be in this space, in this moment, just right now? And to be able to sit there and hear Larry and Chandra, good Lord, just good Lord. My goodness. I'm going to sing a song here in a minute, and for those of you watching and those of you here, Jim's not feeling well this morning. He ain't going to the hospital. He ain't on death's bed. Don't anybody get all kooky with it. He just wasn't feeling good this morning. And I think he just might have partied too much. You know, he still tries to act like he's a 25-year-old. He might have tried to party a little bit too much up in New York. But anyhow, he's watching from home. If not watching, he'll be watching later. And I thought what I might do is after I sing, maybe if just two or three people, I'm kind of have trepidation to do this because, you know, you always got that one that want to get up and talk for 20 minutes. Like they got a word, you know. I pastored long enough. I watched that Gong Show, know how to pull people off stage. But I thought if maybe years ago, I used to say, look at this weather outside. It's gray. It's cold. It's raining. You people must love the Lord to come out in this weather. I've changed on that, the way I feel about that in my latter years, to realize that all you people must really love Jim Swilly to come out in this weather this morning. That's the real truth of it. We all came here this morning because we knew Jim would be here. He'd have a beautiful message for us. And so he would be tickled to see how many people's come out this morning. But anyhow, what I thought I'd do, I'm going to sing a song. And then maybe if three or four people, this is your opportunity to shine. If you've never been on stage, or maybe just three or four of you want to come up and just take a minute, wish him Merry Christmas, maybe just say something how you love him. I thought we might do that this morning. You know, just Jim's really special to me. So anyhow, let me get my guitar and we'll... Do I really have to sing after Chandra? Good Lord. They ain't nothing on any level that's right about that. She's standing up here like a god singing holy, holy. You know, and I'm feeling the angels all encamped around us this morning. I'm feeling Jesus tapping me on my shoulder saying, you better raise your hands up and get some of this. But anyhow. All right, how we doing here? Chandra could relate to this. I typically have what's called a capo that I put on this guitar, put it about right here, and that's the chord I sing the song in. So I don't, for some reason, I didn't put it in my pocket this morning, so I'm singing the song a little bit in a different chord. It's a little harder, but... Anyhow, Jim's always loved the song, O Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. And I feel like Trudy in Steel Magnolias, where she said she was a franchise, I've sang this song every year the last 8 years that I've been around Jim, that I feel like I'm a tradition now. But anyhow, it's a song that my mama and her sisters and my grannies used to sit on the porches of Cabbage Town, and they had beautiful harmony. And this wasn't necessarily a Christmas song. They sung this song in church, sung it all around. Of all the Christmas songs, it's kind of a simple song, a southern song. a man wrote it in a barn in Rutherford County in Tennessee. And I just find that unusual, the word Rutherford, you know. It's like 6 degrees of separation from Robert down there. Anyhow, as I've got older, I used to know the words to every song. I've seen Jonah do this, where he put the words on his guitar. So maybe I can get through it. Huh? Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining bright through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone. Guiding the wise men on their way unto that land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a lamp to light the way unto that land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine. Then, because this ain't going to work, the second verse says, O beautiful star, the hope of light, guiding pilgrims through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn, into that land of perfect day. It will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope, the grace, for the redeemed, the good and blessed, yonder in glory where the crown is won. Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Give us a lamp to light the way unto that land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Give us a lamp to light the way unto that land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Well, that was a smooth little getaway from, yeah, what I didn't take into account with Jonah doing that on his guitar. Jonah's like 20-something years old and he's got eyes. When I looked at it, I'm like, all I see is a guitar right there. But anyhow, let me put this up. But it sounded good in theory. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. Jim, if you're watching, we're having a good time. We miss you. And the Lord is in this place. A matter of fact, would we all just stand to our feet for a minute? Thank you. Let's just take a moment and pause right here for this space that we're in. Father, we love you this morning. Lord, we acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. Lord, everything that we have need of, we have right here in this place. We honor you in this season. We love you. We ask that you touch everyone that's come out this morning. Those that's listening that need a special touch from you. Lord, we know there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, we pray, God, that you would touch the ones that's listening, touch the ones that's here, and we honor and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, be seated. So anyway, it's the Christmas season, and it's just great to be here. So if anybody here wants to come up and just, Jim's looking, and just say Merry Christmas to him, because we won't see him before Christmas. That this was our thing, not to make no big deal of it. But if anybody here wants to just come up and just say Merry Christmas, Jim, we love you, we wish you were here, we're thinking about you, just come up. I know it's a little uncomfortable and uneasy, but oh my goodness. This is going to be so sweet. This is going to be so sweet. Oh, my goodness. Miss Leona, you're going to make his morning.
Dear Bishop, we love you. We send Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. And we also like to do a special shout out to our wonderful tech team. They do a marvelous job. So thank you. And everyone, have a Merry Christmas.
That's so wonderful. You know, Metron is something special. I know we say this, but my daughter Jill came with me for two or three Sundays, and she hadn't been to church in years. And I asked her, "What do you think about it?" She says, "I could never go to what's considered a traditional church after going there for two or three weeks." She said, "There's just something so different about the honesty of that, you know." And we all get that. To be here in a place like this. Anybody else want to come up and just say Merry Christmas to Jim? Everybody's so scared of a microphone. Well, that's okay. Here, let's do this. Here, y'all stand right here, though, so we can see.
Y'all come down to my size.
That's right. We're small, but we're powerful.
Bishop,
you know, we love you so much. So glad to have met you so many years ago. And we appreciate all that you have done for us and the family that we have in all of you and the strength and the power that has come from this connection. And we just love you so much. And that's what we're meant to do. We are hope defined, and you have helped me to know that for sure. Oh, Merry Christmas, by the way.
Bishop, Ken, we love you. We thank you for everything that you do for us, that you're with us every day in our lives, whether we're with you or not. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Be well.
Yes. All right. Woo. All right. My thing with Jim is he had a service over here on Virginia Avenue back, I guess it's been 8 years ago, thereabout. And I kept telling Sammy, I'm like, we ought to go. And Sammy was so out of church then. He hadn't been to church in years. He's like, church sucks. I don't care nothing about church. I'm done with all that. But anyhow, I went over and seen him a couple of times, and the first night that I walked in, me and Patrick walked in, and we sat way, you know, Jim's funny about people sitting in the back. We sat way back in the back. You know, it's a big old church, too, big church. Everybody else was sitting like this down here. And service about to start, well, here comes Jim, you know, walking back there, and he just comes back, and he plops down in the pew in front of us, and he just looks at us and says, "Who are you? Why are you here? How you know about me?" And I said, well, you know, I've kind of followed your story and just wanted to come to visit. He said, are y'all a couple? I'm like, you know, it was, I was a deacon in a Baptist church then. So I'm like, oh my goodness, I think people got cameras around here or something, because I mean, I was a deacon in a prominent Baptist church here in Atlanta. And I'm like, you know, I didn't say anything. He said, well, it's okay, you know, friends or whatever. But anyhow, the first time that night I heard him, I'd never heard nobody be so honest. Just be so honest about who he is, what he is, what he's been through, what his vision is, what freedom, you know, I didn't know what to make of it, and we was walking back down Virginia Avenue to the car, and Patrick asked me, he said, well, what'd you think? And I said, I get the sense that he's not a bad guy. Coming from the Pentecostal circles of pastors, that's actually a good statement, because I've known some that didn't have a heart for God over my life, you know. And I said, I get a sense that he's not a bad guy. And but I think it was the first time in my life, even after I had pastored a church for 20 years, had been a deacon in a Baptist church, it was the first time in my life that I had got a sense of what freedom looked like in a pulpit. Just being free, where there's liberty, where things that don't make sense, you just have the freedom to say, no, no matter what that scripture says, that don't make sense right here, you know. And so it was a beautiful thing. So anybody else want to wish Jim a Merry Christmas? Y'all come on. Hey, Roz, would you be up singing a verse or something for us this morning? you know what? We're doing it old school. This is like my days back out under old tent revivals. We old school around here. We love Jesus. Amen. Jesus has got us. But anyhow, stand over here so they can get you good on. Look at Roz.
Look at that. Bishop, we want to just say Merry Christmas, that we love you. We appreciate everything that you've done for us, your words of encouragement, words of revelation, which really set me free to become more of who God said that I am, and taught me how to work and walk in being who I am. Not trying to get everybody to like me. That's no longer a factor in my life. It's about me being who God say I am and sharing the word that God has placed in my heart with those who I come in contact with. And that word is all about love. If everybody really want to know the true meaning of this season, the true meaning of this season is L-O-V-E. And it should be all year around. Every day of your life, every moment of your life, it's supposed to be about love, but God is love. And if we came from him, we should be a reflection of him. Love. Who are you? Ask yourself. If you love, you're walking with God. If you're not there, guess what? He's equipped you to get there.
That's good, baby.
All right, baby. I'm going to sit down and let you sing.
Well, it's going to be brief.
Okay, I'm still going to sit down and let you sing.
Might need you to feed the words to me. Because of your light, you have shone on me, Bishop, and the love of God in you has permeated every cell of me, and I'm able to be effective. My year for 2020, my word is effectiveness. So I want to be effective in every area of my life, whether it's at home, at work, here at church, out in the byways of life, I want to be effective. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives, all fears are gone. Because I know who holds my future, my life is worth the living just because he lives.
Glory.
Oh, my. Good Lord. You know, beautiful, beautiful. Miss Avery, did you come down and say something? Anybody else want to say something? Just, that would be, we got it.
If my mind doesn't go completely blank standing up here, because y'all know this is not my thing. First of all, Merry Christmas, Bishop. I'm so glad I was led to you, because I know and you know and we all know I was. And I love doing this, doing what I do for you. But when Eddie asked, I thought, you know, one of my favorite things that I heard you say was, I have this friend that a lot of people are afraid of, and they don't need to be. And what I want to do is show them this amazing friend, God, sometimes known as Bubba, taking us on those roller coaster rides without hands. I want to show them what he's really like. And so, along with all of these people sitting here, who I'm sure agree, you have, and you do, and you help us be like him. And much like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow God. That's what we're doing. We're following you, and we're so grateful for you. We hope you have the most amazing Christmas. And 2020 is going to blow the top off.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The, you know, Christmas also right here at the end of the year, I want to sow seeds right here this morning before BJ comes up. This coming year, I know that I've went through several months. Do y'all people realize how special it is when Jim sees each one of you walk through the door? Believe me, he knows each one of you. As you walk in, he's sitting over there. I just don't want it to be lost on y'all that he knows every time you're here. And this, I'm beyond the old manipulation of, oh, you ought to get in here and be on time every Sunday, and God's this, and God bless you, and all that kind of stuff. I'm kind of beyond all that. Just as a human to another human, he loves seeing y'all walk in here. This coming year, Metron, and y'all know me. I go through my spells. I won't come for 2 or 3 weeks. Then I'll get in here, oh, like I'm full of the Holy Ghost for a couple weeks. I will say this. I don't take lightly what showing up here on Sunday does for me through that week. Sometimes I'll show up on Sunday and I'll listen and I'll be like, well, that's pretty good or whatever. And then about Thursday or so, something will come into my life where I'll go back and sit down and I'll hear Jim saying something in that message that, oh my God, I needed that bread. And regardless of what you call Jim, he basically is sharing breaking bread with us every Sunday right here. To me, it's more powerful than somebody who does all the hollering and nothing wrong with that. I like to be in a good old Holy Ghost service where they stomp the devil and shout. But the things he says has resonance with each one of us that show up here. We get it. We get him. We understand it. So I'm just sowing these seeds in 2020. you know, as we, the next week ahead, as we look around and we think, well, I got this belly I need to work on, and I need to cut that sugar out of my diet, and I need to get back with my gym buddies, and I need to walk more, and I'm going to tell you, one of the best things you could do for your physical, mental, and spiritual body is take the time out every Sunday to come and sit on one of these chairs and be fed bread. Because I'm going to tell you, Jim, what I know about Jim don't bring no B game when he shows up. He don't bring a B game. I don't think he knows a B game. I got a carpenter that works for me, and every once in a while he'll be spending hours on getting something fixed on a wall, and I'll scratch my head. I'm like, I just wish he'd hurry up and go on, then get so hung up on. He don't know how to halfway do something. He's going to work on that wall until it's every little thing about it's perfect before he puts a piece of sheetrock over. When Jim shows up on Sunday morning, he didn't listen to somebody's message on Thursday night, make a couple of notes, and come in here with some washed over, heated over, warmed over stuff. when he gets up here and he goes through his promos or whatever, he's just as powerful and anointed as any man that walks on a pulpit in any church on a Sunday anywhere in the world. He is. He's gifted and he's anointed. And all we have to do is make a drive, get up. You know we like getting pretty on Sundays anyway. I see some of you coming in here all pretty and everything. And some of us use this as an excuse to go afterwards and get what they call brunch. Eat some of them shrimp and grits and eggs. But Jim brings his A game. And God, we're so blessed for that. We're so blessed for that. I said about a year or so ago, I posted something, and Jim understood it. I said, could you imagine no Metron, where we just went to visit, you know, this place or that? And then I said, in reality, one day there's not going to be, I'm not going to be here, Chandra's not going to be here, Jim's not going to be here. But while Jim's, while he has the energy and the vision to show up on Sundays, my God, how blessed are we? How blessed are we to be able to just experience that. BJ, we're going to have one or two more, and then we're going to call it a day and head on out for our Christmas. You know you always wanted to get up here and talk. Look at you. Looking all cute and pretty. Yeah, look at all them hundreds of people out there. You on the stage like you like Chandra Carella.
I mean, I was going to sing, but, you know, Roz took my song, so I'm going to go ahead and just talk. And honestly, I cannot tell you all how much Metron has meant to me. And Bishop, Merry Christmas, and thank you, because what you have done for me, I can't put into words, really. I mean, you came for me. You came to an event that I was at, and we had decided that he came for me. He didn't connect with anyone else there, but it was me. So he brought me in. And what I get from Metron and all of you all is amazing. And I'm able to go ahead and take the things that I get from Metron and spread that out all through wherever I go. When I'm at work, when I'm out, wherever I'm at, I am able to spread what Bishop has been able to impart on all of us and just spread it out. His teaching is so far-reaching that I'm not even sure he understands how far it goes. So I just want to say Merry Christmas. Thank you. I love you. I love you all. Have a Merry Christmas, a blessed New Year, and I love you.
Good, good. We're going to have Ken to come around in just a minute to close out. If there's one or two more, maybe real quick. Yeah, come on, Kara. Yeah, and then Jackie. We're going to get you in here.
Oh, come on. So sweet. I love you, Bishop. I mean, you've been such a life source to my life, especially this last year. And
the last several years, God, I don't know what I would do without this family, without these people, without the love that I feel every week when I come in that fills me up to walk into my next week and to come back and get filled up again. And I love every single one of you. I love you, Ken. I love you, Bishop. You know that. And my kid gave me one of a really, Roe and I were talking about this on the way in, a really cool compliment, Bishop. You gave me your coat last week to give to the homeless that I'm going to do on Christmas Day. We're going to go down. Both of my kids are going to, and me are going to go down to Little Five, and we're going to give out coats to the homeless. And it's just something I had in my heart. Anyways, so Tuesday, you know when it was really warm and then it got really, really cold? Well, Jordan was over, and he didn't have a coat on, wearing just a, and I was like, where's your coat? I mean, he just got done with chemo. I'm like, I don't need you getting sick, you know, and it's, so I said, just put on this coat. It was Bishop's coat. And he puts it on. And he goes, Mom, God's all over this coat. And I'm like, man, that is the biggest compliment ever, ever, ever. And Bishop, God is all over you. And we feel it every single time you post something on the internet. Daily, we get to see God in you, which gets to see God in each one of us. And we love you. Merry Christmas. Y'all have the best Christmas ever.
Thank you.
And also for people that are watching this, these people that's coming around to speak, these people are not newbies that just happened to show up 6 weeks ago. These people have been around here a long time. They loved them some Bishop. And here's one of them right here, Miss Jackie. She honors Bishop all the time.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I don't like this doing this either. Everybody thinks I'm all bubbly and loud, but I don't like getting up in front of a crowd of people. But I did get a word that I have to give to Bishop. First of all, this ain't no funeral, people. This is what people do at funerals and memorial services. They get up and tell how wonderful people are. I'm blessed for this day. I am so happy that Bishop wasn't able to be here today so we could do this. This is what this day is for. This is why everyone is here. And Bishop, you know what you've done for me. You know what this community has done for me. So I'm not going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about what you've done for the world and the universe and creation. And I have one word for you today. And that's Braveheart. You have the bravest heart of any human being I've ever met. You're just not the bravest man, but what you've done for the world, for creation, for women, for people of different origins and backgrounds, for people who have different orientations. We just are who we are. And we've been given the privilege of knowing someone who could tell us that we're free to be that. So thank you, my brave heart, and Merry Christmas.
Amen. Amen. But before, we're going to have just one or two more. I keep saying that. We're going to get out of here. When Ken told me this morning and Avery that Jim was a little bit under the weather and kind of take a morning off, you know, the easy thing, back when I was a novice, I would be like, wow, I'm going to get to preach this morning. I used to love to preach. You know, I'd be like, oh, my, let me see. Now, he was born in a manger. He's born of a virgin. There was three wise men. Oh, I'm going to bring Jesus into the house. The older Eddie, like, nah, I've done that. All of us here know the Christmas story. We know the beauty of it. It's touched many of our lives. I don't have to spend 20 minutes trying to reshare it. I'd rather hear y'all speak. You know, I'd rather hear y'all speak. Come on there, my sweet lady. Miss Sheila. Look at her looking all pretty and Christmassy.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bishop.
I love you. The last time you had this affliction, you were getting ready to start Metron. So what is coming next? Wow. This is so exciting. So I'm sorry you don't feel well, but I'm really excited about what's coming.
Yes. Yes.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Ken's coming around. Let's all acknowledge Ken for a minute, because Ken is big in his role in Metron. Seriously, Ken, he's a, you know, everybody's going to give Ken a standing ovation. They love you, Ken. Ken is, you know, like I said at the beginning, I feel like I've become a tradition. I can't see a Metro without Ken. I can't see a gym somewhere without a Ken, you know? You know, in traditional churches, they have like what's called the mother of the church. Well, Ken's like the daddy of the church. We know he keeps Jim in line. He ain't fooling nobody. He has to rein him in every once in a while, like a good partner would, a good husband would. But anyhow, close us out. Merry Christmas, Ken. We love you.
I'm going to talk on something just a little bit to piggy off what Eddie said. I'm one of those newbies, but it's about 8 years of newbies being with all of y'all at Virginia Highland Church, listening to Jim speak. And I'm just, some of the things like you're talking about, when he teaches, he brings his A game. I sit there and watch him on Saturdays. And sometimes I tease him because I'll say, "You better get in there and get your lessons done." And he'll say, "You don't tell me what to do." But that's Jim. He's going to bring his A game. And like Eddie said, when y'all walk in here, he is at all, because he loves all of y'all so much. And I see the love y'all have for him. And through his teachings, you know, I know we've talked about that trip to Howie's and on the river. I think about that every day, because it was real. It was God. It was nobody but God. And for him to be so calm, because he called his stuff back. That watch is still working. We walk around sometimes and he'll joke, he'll say, "My watch was in the creek for 3 hours. It's still working. See this phone right here? It's still working." That's in my eyes, that's a miracle. For the ink on all that writing that his mom wrote him, those numbers, not to smear or check. 3 hours in the water, and that man told us when he got that bag, he poured the water out of that bag. But he always brings his A game. He sits in that chair. Be honest, I never knew there were so many books of different versions that he goes through. I just was always just heard the Bible. But he always takes time for anybody. On our trip to New York, he gets messages all the time. He might say, "Give me a minute." And then he'll say, "Give me a call." He does that everywhere. No matter where he's at, he takes time for everybody. He loves everybody. He loves all y'all so much. I love all y'all so much. It's an honor to be here in front of all of y'all. Talk about a man that I love. And to be able to say that, to live our life with all y'all and share it. Share our families. In New York, Jim was able to be with Judah a couple of days there, his son. My youngest son flew up. We had a couple of days with them. It's family. That's family. Y'all are family. I can't tell you how much he loves those meditation trips because he gets to spend time with all of y'all. It's, he's just amazing. From Virginia Highlands Church to here to when we were in Covington when I first met him. I can remember I drove up and surprised him when we first went to a church in Covington that we were meeting at. And I think I got ratted out though because somebody saw me pull up out there in the parking lot. But that's just what, I know he says he don't like surprises, but I like to pull some every now and then. But we're just blessed with our life to live it openly. My gosh, some of you been with him, what, 25 plus years? Think of all the teachings that y'all have been through. I hear y'all talk about washed with the word. I listen to that on my drives back and forth, and to think that's coming out of his mind. He's not reading. He's got a halo over him. And he's sharing it with everybody. How blessed are we? Jim, this morning when you got up and you said, I need you to pray for me, I started praying. And I know this is going to move on. It's going to pass. That's when two or more are gathered. I just believe it shall be done. Yes. So this will pass. It's just a little setback. And we got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Larry, Chandra, Eddie, Miss Roz. Dr. Sheila, Avery, BJ, all of y'all, we're ministering back to him through music, through your words. And I know you receive it. This is going to pass. I know sometimes we say when he get, you know, when this comes over on him, he'll say the V word. Because he don't like to, he's a man that don't like to speak words. There's so much that he has to offer. And like I say, when he's sitting there, I call it doing his lessons. Because he have, which he does a lot of it on the internet now. But he's got so many books, he can go get those books. He has a thought like that. And he wants it to be worded just right. You're just a wonderful man. We speak healing to you. We're all in agreement. And we're sending it to you. We love you. We know you're here with us. I thank you for the life we have. I thank you for everything you do. I love your family like my own family. And I wish you, I know we'll have a Merry Christmas, because every year it's better and better with you. You bring me so much joy and love, just as you bring all these people. Everyone here at Metron, we're all family. And I love all these meditation things we go on. It's because we learn so much more about everybody. It's a closeness. It's just amazing. All of you are amazing. The Christmas party was unbelievable. And I think we'll wait for next week. I just feel that. I know they have a little surprise. And we thought about maybe running it twice, but let's wait till next week. Let's wait till he's here. But that Christmas party was amazing. That's all we talked about when we got home Tuesday night. Pardon? Yes. It was the George Bailey's. But that staff, the Dickinson Carolers, and everyone that was there made it a wonderful Christmas party. And he was so happy with everything. That's what I love when we do something. He'll sit and he'll talk about it. And that just, it makes my heart smile. Because I know he's happy. But that Christmas party, it's just wonderful. The food. And you know Jim, he likes everything to line up, you know, and be right. And it was perfect. It's always perfect. And I tell him, you know, it's going to be fine. It's going to be good. It's probably going to be the best one we've had. But thank God for all of you. He's, like I say, he loves you. I love you. And I'm so thankful to be here, just as he is, with all of you. All of you are amazing. Sometime part of me this morning was saying, when I knew he wasn't feeling good because he laid back down, he couldn't eat nothing. And I thought, I'm going to have to go. But I don't want to leave him, because I know I don't want him to fall if he has to get up. But God's got this. He's got this. And it's going to be fine. It's going to pass. I want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas, all your families. Chandra, I know that it's a difficult holiday for you. I've been there. It's still difficult for me. Many of you here, I know it's difficult for you to lose a family member, especially your parents. It's hard. So I speak peace to you and everyone here. May God comfort you and your family through the holidays. Because I still struggle. It does get a little easier. Everybody says it's going to get easier. It does. But it's loneliness that you feel because that place is empty. So be thankful for what you have. Love your family. God bless you all. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Happy Holidays. And we're going to run this at the end right here for the giving.
Contributing to Metron is quick and easy. You can give anytime using any smartphone. Text the amount you'd like to donate to 404-620-5044. You will then receive a notification that you successfully completed your donation.
Isn't that what Jim
says?
You may
also visit missionthenow.com and click the support tab to give there as well. When you contribute to Metron, you're also donating to the charity or organization of the month. Thank you for your investment into Metron.
Thank you again for everyone being here this morning, for all what you said. I know he's soaking it up. He might be laying there, but he's taking it in. That's right. That's right, Eddie. Our gift to him. He needs to rest sometimes. His brain is running all the time, it seems like. But, thank you all again. It's going to be a good week.
Next Sunday is the last service of the year.
That's right. Last service of the year, next Sunday. Be here, like Eddie said.
Be here.
Come as you are. Bring a friend. Bring friends. But, I love you. Jim loves y'all. And enjoy this beautiful day.